message.
Every time one expands his consciousness, it expands the consciousness of the world by expanding the possibility of those around him, by expanding the possibility of those around her. And the same is true for the one who raises the bar for performance and for potential. You know, at first, it was unheard of for one to run a 6-minute mile. It was deemed impossible until, guess when? Until someone did it. And as soon as that barrier was broken, as soon as the consciousness was expanded, several athletes were able to rise to the new expectation. So here's the deal. Your thoughts, your words, and your actions, they're not simply your own. In many respects, they belong to the world. Because for every action, there is a reaction. You are participating, whether you like it or not, in a global consciousness. So let me ask you, if your actions were used as an example for other people, how would you summarize the lesson? Is the moral of the story that you are currently living one that challenges others to live up to their potential, to see the possibility, or is it one that speaks to the fear and insecurity that comes from living small? Here's the deal. If you truly wish to succeed, you must be willing to condition yourself for success. So here's my question for you today. What are two things, just two things, that if you did them, they would change your life? Now, something came to mind. Write those things down. And my invitation for you is to today do, don't just think about, but actually do those two things. Success requires momentum. And there is no better time than right now, than the present. So if you are giving in to excuses, which many of us like to call reason, if you are giving in to excuses for why you cannot do it right now, guess what? You're not prepared for complete success. So whatever your choice is, make it a conscious one without pretending that it is out of your control. Turn your intentions and your desires into effective actions and watch the magic of the day unfold. Watch the universe rise to meet you.
If you have not already done so, I hope that you will take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe, because it really, really does help to give greater visibility to the podcast. I also hope that you will share it with others who might also appreciate it. And please know that if you need assistance, if you'd like to make an appointment, or if you would like to suggest a specific topic or have a question, you can always reach out to me, mark@askmarkward.com, or you can find me on all of the socials, really, at askmarkward. I would love to hear from you.